From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A junior livestock show and auction appeared doomed after California's Dixie Fire forced cancellation of the Plumas Sierra County Fair, but determined volunteers stepped in to ensure the auction went on. It was moved to the Sierraville Roping Club, and generous livestock buyers turned out to support 4-H and FFA exhibitors. The auction grossed more than $500,000 and also supported a Dixie Fire relief fund. Laws meant to protect the U.S. navigable waters may have taken a turn for the worse. Agriculture.com reports the U.S. District Court in Arizona ruled that former President Trump's navigable waters protection rule must be vacated because it contains serious errors and has the potential to cause significant harm to the nation's waters. A very disappointed American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall says farmers finally had environmentally responsible regulations that brought clarity, and this ruling casts uncertainty and threatens the progress made to responsibly manage natural resources. The USDA's quarterly trade forecast shows U.S. ag exports not only continue at a record-setting pace for fiscal year 2021, but that they will eclipse this year's total in 2022. The August forecast is USDA's first look at expected exports in fiscal year 2022. Factors underpinning the increase include record volume and value of corn exports, record volume of soybean exports, strong demand from China, and reduced foreign competition. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.